FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A KZN court has sentenced a man to an effective 15 years in prison for defrauding the provincial agriculture department of 1.5 million rand. Lungisi Khumalo pleaded guilty to 8 counts of fraud and 14 of money laundering in the Durban Specialized Commercial Crimes Court. Newswatch's Tsakane Mhlongo reports.
The provincial NPA says the 46-year-old Khumalo used two companies he had links with to receive and move funds. In his plea, he told the court that he met his co-accused Nkosinathi Mkhize at the agriculture offices in Sedara, where he worked in 2012. The NPA says Mkhize revealed to him that he managed a large budget at the department. He said he could create fake tender contracts, authorize payments. Mkhize is currently serving a 16-year term after pleading guilty 5 years ago.
Ratepayers in Pietermaritzburg are urging the city to prioritize the repairing and replacing of water and electricity infrastructure. They say outages due to poor infrastructure persist.
We have old infrastructure for electricity and for water. I mean, we have pipes that are so old that it keeps breaking all the time, and we need to replace it. The PVC piping as well, so that we can have proper pipes that don't have to keep on bursting all the time.
Anthony Waldhausen, the chair of the Msundusi Association of Residents, Ratepayers and Civics, says the current budget for water and electricity infrastructure is about 4%, while it should be 8%. He says they've raised their concerns with the municipality and hope for positive change.
So it's important that the water and electricity infrastructure needs to be upgraded and to maintained and repairs made to them, so we don't have these ongoing outages all the time. Well, the most urgently is electricity and the water infrastructure.
The National Assembly House Chairperson for International Relations says they hope the Parliament building will be back in operation by next year. Parts of the National Assembly building and an adjacent old assembly wing went up in flames 3 years ago. The blaze caused the roof to collapse and destroyed offices. Zanele Majozi has told Newswatch they are still waiting for feedback from Public Works.
Public Works has promised that they will come in our next Chief of Forum meeting to give us a report on how far is Parliament, as we have seen that we've tried to even mitigate in bringing in the dome so that at least members are able to have even committees, physical committees. Currently, we have received reports that are saying it's a smooth run, but we don't know what will happen. We just anticipate that in 2026, our parliament will be good and ready.
And in Brazil, two people have been killed after a small plane crashed on a major avenue in Sao Paulo shortly after takeoff. It skidded into a bus and exploded. It's unclear if the aircraft had been attempting an emergency landing. Firefighters say the pilot and sole passenger were killed while the occupants of the bus escaped with injuries. Durban 32 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 33.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Aidan Markgren confident that the Sunrisers are peaking at the right time ahead of the SA20 final tomorrow. Mauro Toje hoping his England team can embrace the pressure of their Six Nations clash at home with France. And it's a big north-south derby when the Stormers host the Bulls in the URC in Cape Town.